Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love.
Welcome back. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Grace Marie Turner is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, original founding member of our Brain Trust, president of the Galen Institute, galen.org, G-A-L-E-N, the co-author of Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. Grace Marie, for almost 14 years, you and I have been talking about market solutions to the healthcare issues that we have in the United States. And way, way back, we started talking about medical savings accounts, MSAs. And when they were first developed, Ted Kennedy, among others, I think he could see that the MSAs were going to be so successful that if they really were allowed to be successful, that they would ruin his chances for universal health care. And so he put a lid on how many you could have. And that didn't last long. And then because when the HSA was created, which is a variation, the next generation of MSAs, health savings accounts, I have one. My employees have one. Steve Forbes' company, they have are HSAs. He told me that. These things, HSAs, work. And I believe if we could get rid of Obamacare and steer everybody toward HSAs, at least especially people who are generally healthy, not really sick people, this might not work for them, but HSAs are great products. And I think that if we had more people on HSAs, we could solve a lot of our healthcare issues. I mean, healthcare insurance issues. What do you think?
Of course, a huge proponent of health savings accounts. And one of the reasons is that it helps people to become partners in managing both their health care as well as their health spending. It gives everybody the security that you can have insurance for the big things that you need insurance for. You have to go to the hospital, you get a major disease, you have an accident, you know that good medical care, it will be paid for. Mm-hmm. But for the routine bills, instead of sending all this money off for a low-deductible health insurance policy, you put it into an account and you pay for routine bills on your own. And you decide, you know, $1,000 deductible, $3,000 deductible. Many employers, in order to encourage people to get health savings accounts, will make some contribution toward the health savings account for their spending on routine care.
When we set our employees up, the first year we funded their deductible the first year.
That's right. And then it rolls over to the next year. It stays on premiums because the premiums are lower because you're buying a high deductible policy.
Right.
And the money that you put into health savings accounts is owned by the employee. So it not only rolls over from year to year, they can take it with them to their next job like a 401k.
And bequeath it to their children when they die.
Yeah.
And
huge security to know people have that money.
You have, folks, HSA, with an HSA, you become a healthcare customer, not a healthcare patient, not just a patient. You learn how to make decisions. You literally learn how to acquire, to buy healthcare yourself. You learn how to do that, and since it's your money, you pay more attention to what you're paying for it, and you can, you know, as I've said many times before, Grace Marie, you can negotiate for health care. You can negotiate price on health care.
That's right, and what I just spoke with a large group of physicians in Atlanta last week, and they said, what can we do to help incentivize patients to take more responsibility for their own health? Well, it's not going to happen until they have an incentive because they're participants in managing their health spending and therefore their health. It's part of the way we need the whole system to move.
Mm-hmm. Grace Marie, I've got about 1 minute left. Last thoughts.
Employers just really do need to be aware of what's coming. If you have more than 50 employees, you're going to be subject to these huge mandates. more and more employers are thinking, I'm just going to get out of here. I would really encourage employers to start thinking about a defined contribution for health insurance, whether or not it's through a health savings account. That's where things are going. Paul Ryan just gave a speech last week at Hoover Institute in California about this. But start thinking about, maybe, Jim, we can talk next time about defined contributions for health care.
Interesting. Think about that, folks. Grace Marie, thanks for keeping us posted on how things are going.
And keep always up the, a pleasure, Jim.
Keep up the good work. Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen. I don't even want to think about where we'd be in this debate without Grace Marie. She's a great American. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.